This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Are you a young adult trying to navigate the realm of financial independence? Are you wondering what steps you should take to succeed in this arena? On this week's Wisdom on Wealth, certified financial planner Byron Moore gives tips to young adults on how to get started on their financial journey.
I'm sometimes approached by young people, often recent college graduates, who want to know if I have any financial tips for someone their age. Now, if you're a young college graduate and you're already thinking about how to be financially responsible, well, congratulations on separating yourself from the crowd by doing two things that most people your age often don't, which is seek advice and think ahead. Now, I find many young adults are acutely aware of things that they lack, experience and money and broad influence. What each of these aforementioned assets have in common is time. It usually takes time to accumulate experience or money or broad influence, although time is certainly no guarantee of any of these things. So take advantage of time if you're young. You've got lots of time to spend. You can either spend it to your advantage or you can expend it like so much fuel leaking out of a plane on a long flight. What does it take to spend time wisely? Well, first, you got to begin your financial journey. Most people are on the path to nowhere, like the children of Israel wandering through the desert. But if you want to get to the promised land, then you're going to have to get moving. For now, you've got to work because you have to. If you decided not to go to work for a few days, there's a good chance you wouldn't get paid anything. So we call that must work. The goal of financial independence is to make going to work optional. The idea is to move steadily toward the time when your money is earning your income. And we call that money work. We want to move from must work to money work. The second way that you can spend your time wisely is to pay the price of financial independence. So what does it cost to one day become financially independent? Well, the first cost is time. The second cost is living below your means. It's not enough to learn thrift. You've got to live thrift. Since most college students have been living modestly, my admonition to them is keep it up. If you can save 20% of your income and live on the rest, do that. You won't regret money that you save early. And of much greater importance are those habits of thrift that you establish early in your financial life. If you wait until your 40s or 50s to try to begin to practice thrift, well, it's going to be much, much tougher and the results will not be the same. Well, the third thing you can do is to increase your value by keeping growing. I hope that at least one thing you learned in college is how to learn. No matter how you do it, be a lifetime learner. As you learn and grow, your economic value not only increases, but you also have more to offer others. And then the fourth thing that you can do is to protect your most valuable asset. The most valuable economic asset that you have is your ability to earn an income. So talk to an experienced licensed insurance agent about how to protect that asset, your ability to earn an income, in case something happens to you. It's just dumb not to. Well, the first three suggestions magnify the asset that you've got in greater supply than anyone older than you, and that is time. The fourth protects you in case that time is ever stolen from you. Your 20s can be one of the best decades of your life. Enjoy them by using your time wisely. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.